Good morning. We're now on the record. I'm Susan Drummond, City of Seattle Deputy Hearing Examiner. It is Thursday morning, 10 a.m., November 2nd, 2023. We're here for a pre-hearing conference on Aquarian Foundation, Inc. Appeal by them on MUP 23-011. Can I have the party representatives introduce themselves? And just the individual representative. I don't need everyone who's on the call. Looks like we have a fair number of people this morning. Why don't we start with the department?
Thank you, Ms. Examiner. My name is David Sachs, Senior Land Use Planner with SDCI.
Good morning, Mr. Sachs. And then we can move to the appellant, Aquarian Foundation, Inc. And you'll need to unmute yourself. Is that Reverend Werner speaking?
Yes, there you are. Here I've got. This is Reverend Jane Werner with the Aquarian Foundation.
Good morning, Reverend Werner.
Good morning to you.
And then for the applicant.
Good morning, David Cartman for the applicant.
Good morning, Mr. Cartman. All right, so this morning is just to address procedural issues, nothing substantive about the appeal. We'll be setting pre-hearing deadlines and then also a date for the hearing. And I don't know if there'll be pre-hearing motions on this, but if there are, we'll set deadlines for that. Is there anything else that I need to put on the agenda for this morning or that I should address before we dive into those dates?
Not from the applicant.
Okay. All right. And I assume Reverend Werner, nothing else procedurally to address other than just the hearing deadlines and so forth.
Yes, right now that's all I can think of. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. So then I guess I do always mention this, of course. The office, of course, encourages settlement when that's feasible. And so if the parties should settle part or all of the appeal, this office does not need to be involved in that. And a simple email from the appellant stating, you know, which issues are resolved or all of that to all of them, if that's the case, to dismiss the appeal is fine. So just a note on that. I guess the first question is, will there be any pre-hearing motions? It's probably a question primarily for Mr. Cartman.
Yes, yeah, the applicant intends to file a partial motion for dismissal.
Okay. When do you anticipate filing that?
We could file that within 1 week.
Okay. So today is the 2nd, so November 9th, does that work?
Yes.
Okay, right. And then Reverend Werner, I don't know if you all are kind of familiar with how the motions process works, but sometimes an applicant will notice an issue that perhaps they believe the examiner doesn't have jurisdiction over. And so it is not unusual to have kind of pre-hearing motions on that. And so if that's filed on the 9th, you would then need to file a response to that. Sometimes parties actually agree on some of these issues, sometimes they don't, but either way, there'll be a need to be a response. Typically I'll provide a week or two. How much time would you anticipate needing for that?
Probably 2 weeks.
Okay. So November 9th, and that would be 23rd. Is that Thanksgiving the 23rd?
Yes.
Thanksgiving is the 23rd.
Okay, let's not do that then. So would the 22nd work for you?
Yes, the 22nd would work fine.
Okay, and then Mr. Cartman, did you want to reply on that?
Yes, please.
Okay, and what would you propose for the date?
December 1st.
December 1st, okay. All right, and then typically I do set a deadline for myself for an order on the motion. And I'll just set it as December 7th.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? What are you setting for the 7th?
December 7th is when my order will come out on the motion. Yeah.
All right, okay.
And then I think, typically on these MOP appeals, I'll have the kind of the department's deadline first for submitting exhibits, basically the administrative record, not the entirety of it, but what's relevant to this particular appeal. Do the parties want to structure filing of exhibits that way with this case, with the department going first, and then probably followed by the applicant, followed by the, appellant, and then followed by the applicant department? Would that work?
Yes.
And Mr. Sachs, are you all right with that? You'll be, if you're going first, I do. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Yep.
So, and what deadline would you be comfortable with then, Mr. Sachs? December 7th, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I think, let's see, we're heading into holidays, but I think, you know, easily a couple weeks after that, would be fine.
Okay. So December 21st would be, does that work?
That works for me. Yep.
Okay. All right. And then, so Reverend Werner, typically what happens, so the department will file basically the key exhibits or the bulk of the exhibits that they relied upon in issuing the decision that's under appeal. But the palace will typically have some additional exhibits that they'll file in addition to that. And typically the deadline for that would be a week or two after the department files. What would work for you in terms of a deadline for filing any additional exhibits that you may have?
So why don't we do that in January, maybe January the 11th?
Okay. Any objections from the parties? Does that work? All right, January 11th it is. And then applicant departments, and for the department, to be if there is any additional exhibits, typically they're not, but sometimes there can be depending on what the appellant files. And then of course for the applicant, and so Mr. Cartman, I'm looking to you, how much time would you need after the 11th? And at this point we'll have the department's exhibits, the appellants, and then now it's the applicant and possibly the department.
Can we say January 23rd?
Okay, 23rd. Right. And then should we send a rebuttal deadline just in case? Sometimes I do that. Typically, there are not any rebuttal exhibits, but and usually I just set that a week out, so it would probably be the 30th. The party's okay with that?
Yes.
Hearing no objection, sounds like.
No objections. Fine. Yep. No
objection. Okay, so then I think those are all the initial deadlines. I just want to double check. I think all the parties are comfortable with electronic service. Is that the correct?
That's fine for me.
Yep. Okay. That's good.
All right. So what that means is you don't need to file an additional paper copy. And that's true of filing with the office as well. I prefer actually to have all the exhibits electronically and I do not need an extra paper copy. Sometimes a party will want me to have something in paper or just, you know, if it's an exhibit that's, you know, for whatever reason, that's fine. But I'd say for the most part, it's easier for me to digest a record that's submitted electronically and easier to access and so forth. So, and I will note that in the pre-hearing order. Okay, so I think the next date we need to establish is the hearing date. Typically on these, I will set one hearing day, but then a second backup hearing day. So in case the hearing goes over, we don't have to kind of, you know, figure out schedules at that point. So if the last deadline here is January 30th, we're probably looking at a hearing in February. Let me pull up. So if we, how are the parties' schedules for either the first week or the second week of February?
Fine by me.
for the applicant, we would request the first week, if that's the week of the 5th, due to witness availability.
Okay.
Anytime that week would work.
And it looks like the office calendar would be fine for that first week. So we could do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those days would all be all right, I think.
The department hasn't had a chance to check in with potential witnesses, but we can likely work around those first.
Okay. Yeah, and if the parties need to adjust witness scheduling, usually the prior parties sort it out amongst themselves, but certainly the office is flexible on that.
If the 6th and 7th are open, the applicant would request those days.
Yeah, it looks like that should be fine. Let me just double check one thing and make sure I haven't missed anything here. Yeah, no, that should be fine. So let's set it February 6th and then second hearing day for the 7th if that's needed. Typically the hearings will start at 9 and conclude by 5, sometimes a little earlier. It kind of depends how testimony goes. And sometimes on these we don't need even a full day. It just kind of depends on how testimony is structured and how many issues there are and so forth. Usually there's about an hour lunch break and then a mid-morning break and a mid-afternoon break. The two breaks are usually about 15 minutes, something like that. And there's some flexibility there. Kind of depends on how the hearing day is going. All right, I think those are all the deadlines that we need to set. I'll put these into a pre-hearing order and get that order out within the next couple of days, probably. Is there anything else that we need to address this morning?
Not from the applicant.
Okay, all right. Any last questions or anything?
Just one last question for me. we had a little bit of a problem getting the paperwork on the electronic service. And so that kind of cut down on our, filing. So if that is the case and we have a problem, can we then file a paper copy so that we don't miss any deadlines?
Yes, I mean, certainly as a backup, I mean, we're not going to refuse a paper copy. So if you need to do that, that's fine. I just am curious, what was the problem with Fritz? Because sometimes Fritz, we have an issue sometimes with Fritz.
It just wouldn't upload. So you try to upload, and it wouldn't upload. And then, and then I couldn't access the account. Then it said I didn't have an account. So I had quite a difficulty with that. So we actually did, unfortunately, file probably 3 copies for you.
In terms of the exhibit and deadlines that we've just established here, it's really more important to get the exhibits to the party than to the office. If the system's down or something, I would say, email the clerk, let them know you're having trouble, but don't worry about it if it doesn't arrive here on that date. I typically don't look at everything until just a little bit, a day or two or so forth before the hearing in terms of the exhibits. I may look at some of the other issues before then, but in terms of exhibits, I won't probably look at them until a day or two before. But the big thing is to get it to the other parties because they'll need to take a look at them and decide kind of how to address those. And that's just email service. So that there shouldn't be issues. I know sometimes folks have limits on how much, the email capacity. So you might have to send it in batches depending. I don't know how many exhibits you all have, but feel free if any technical issues, just contact the clerk at the usual email hearing.examiner@seattle.gov. Did I get that right? Yeah. So any other questions?
Nothing from my partner.
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, and just FYI, I will include a few instructions on the filing piece. It's a little weird. We do segment. So the actual lists are considered pleading. So go ahead and file those on Fritz. They give exhibits themselves. Fritz, which is how we call the filing system, has some limited capacity. So we actually don't do the exhibits through Fritz. Those are emailed directly to the clerk and then we put them on the hard drive. So that's the reason for why we have kind of the two filing processes at the office. But certainly, again, if any questions, just contact the office to sort that. So, okay, I think we've addressed everything this morning. As noted, pre-hearing order will be out in the next couple of days. Thank you all for your participation this morning.
Thank you.
Hello.